This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Lynn Scherr. Swine flu, or H1N1, it's got the medical world working overtime. Ever since the flu strain first appeared in April in Mexico, scientists and pharmaceutical companies around the globe have been gearing up to develop and mass produce a vaccine. The Obama administration has ordered 195 million doses of vaccine, but we're still waiting for a mass vaccination program. Well, one country doesn't have to wait any longer. This week, China became the first country in the world to start a mass vaccination program. Sharong Chen is China editor for our partners, the BBC, and he joins us now. Welcome. Sharong, why is China the first country to mass vaccinate against swine flu?
Well, we know China back a few years back, they had the SARS epidemic and they learned lessons from that. So they really geared up to get this H1N1 vaccination ready. So the equivalent of FDA in China approved mass production only on Monday, and the vaccination program start this week.
So it went through a lot faster than ours, but there is, we understand, a rather curious political twist to this program. Can you talk about that a little bit?
That's right. Well, contrary to what the U.S. can do, the U.S. has ordered over 100 million doses. In China, the first order is only around 7 million doses. And the priority, they have a criteria, priority list, the vulnerable people, like the young kids between 5 to 19, and the those with respiratory diseases and heart diseases and so on. And also the frontline public service personnel. Similar cases as in the U.S., the Chinese authorities say, well, you need to vaccinate the doctors and nurses before they can serve the people infected. But this end of this month, 1st of October, China would see the biggest celebration the People's Republic has ever seen in the past 60 years.
This is the National Day Parade?
That's right, in Beijing. So there would be around 500,000 participants waving flags, singing songs and flowers and so on and so forth. And also the public security personnel, the police, the soldiers and so on and so forth. So they decided it's this group of people who should be vaccinated first.
So they are being vaccinated first, the people who are going to be at this parade. And why is that? Is that because they might have exposure with some of the officials?
Well, the justification is, of course, this is a public event, probably by far the biggest one. So they should get vaccinated so that the people wouldn't pass germs, the virus, from one to the other. And, of course, we know all the central government leaders and the party bosses and dignitaries will be around in Beijing. So any eventuality that swine flu virus being passed on through the paraders to the leaders, that would be a political disaster.
So the takeaway is that if we want to get that vaccine out there, we need a big parade here in the States, right? Sharong Chen is China editor for our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much for joining us to talk about swine flu.
You just give them shots as they walk by with the bass drums and the trumpets. Just as they walk by, you have people and just stick, stick, stick.
I think it's a spray. I think you just get that spray
going. A fine mist.
A very fine mist. And like the old polio spray. That's what we need.
Much more efficient.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.